That was wonderful. Kind of team arrangement there.
That's fun to do.
I want to ask you about one of the tunes you wrote that keeps showing up places, Huckleberry Hornpipe. Does it surprise you how many times you pick up a CD and see how many people have recorded that?
Well, it does. We played a show the other night up in Northern California, and this kid opened up, and he said, "Byron, sorry if I play Huckleberry Hornpipe." And I thought, "Well, are you going to play it?" And I said, "No, probably not. Go ahead. I'd like to see how you play it." He had no idea that I'd written it. And when he got ready to play it, I asked him, "Who wrote this?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "Did you?" But it was nice to have other people play your tunes, sure.
There was another tune I think you co-wrote with maybe Rick Kuna, Weddington Street Rag or something.
Well, actually, I wrote that one. And Rick and I both lived on Weddington Street, actually, at the same time. And that was a...
That showed up a few places, too, I remember.
Yeah, but...
You still writing?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I write tunes all the time.
Uh-huh. You think there'll ever be an album where just your tunes?
Yeah, I've got one called Jumpin' the Strings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and...
Is that a band album, or is that...
No, it's just a solo project.
Uh-huh.
I have a new one called Flat Broke Fiddler. It's got quite a few originals on there also.
Yeah. Is that, like, a main goal for you to write? Is it...
Oh, I don't know, really. I just enjoy it. You know, it's like Bill Monroe was. He enjoyed sitting around making up tunes and stuff like that. And it's just kind of fun to do it and see how they come out and maybe get them arranged and, you know...
Do you ever work with a lyricist and write songs?
Not much. No, not really. I tried writing a few songs myself, but never did amount to much. So all the good songwriters out there, I just kind of gave up on that.
Uh-huh. Tell me about growing up in Oklahoma. You had music in your family and you had sports in school?
Right. Actually, I was kind of lived out there in a remote area in Grant County, Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma, and southern Kansas, and we lived on a farm, and of course I worked on the farm a lot, you know, with my dad, because I was the youngest. All the rest of them had gone off and done other things, and of course my oldest brother was still around, but we did farm work, ranch work and stuff like that. And of course I was lucky enough to be able to play sports in high school and got a scholarship offer to college, so that was nice.
Oklahomans seem very sports minded, is it?
Oh, sure. You know, they're big into that. University of Oklahoma was always ranked way up there in football and won several national championships, and they're doing well. And Oklahoma State's also very good in other sports, you know, like, well, also football and basketball and stuff like that, wrestling.
I always meant to ask you, a lot of people, including myself, are under the impression that you're the one that talked Vince Gill into moving to Los Angeles.
That's true. Yeah, our band Sundance, we were in Kentucky one summer, and Vince was playing in a bluegrass band there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing him and realized that, and found out that he was from Oklahoma. And with his singing, of course, I mean, that kind of stuck in the back of my mind. And when we needed a tenor singer and a guitar player, and I gave him a call, traced him down. He was, I think, playing in a little club in Alabama somewhere. And I remember calling Oklahoma City, trying to get a hold of him. There's several Gills listed in Oklahoma City, and finally I found the right one. I said, "Is this Vince Gill's home?" Finally his dad answered and says, "Yeah, this is home." I found out how to get a hold of him, and so he moved out and played out here with me for about 3 years before he went on to Pure Prairie League and then on his own. Yeah. But we see him a lot. We're going to be playing with him here. He's played our festival, and we see him quite a bit. And he and Amy Grant now, they played some shows with them. And it's been a lot of fun seeing Vince do so well.
He was very supportive of the local music scene here in Los Angeles and would show up with a lot of different bluegrass bands and encouraging a lot of people to play and support their bands and could be counted on. As well as John Hickman was like that too when he lived here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just like to play, you know. Uh-huh. You want to come over and play with us, we'll do it. So. Uh-huh. That's about what it amounts to, you know. Vince the same way. He loves to play and sing.
And it gave people like Stuart Duncan a kind of leg up because he was so young here playing fiddle that these people who were not much older than him but older than him were encouraging him to keep on playing.
Right. And same with John Moore and Dennis Kaplinger. You know, they all grew up, I remember when they were about 10, 11, 12 years old, and I moved out here, and they were just starting to play, and they're great musicians. And Nickel Creek, same way.
Yeah.
Allison Brown.
Yeah, Allison Brown, and we'll leave her out. That's right. She played with Stuart Duncan quite a bit and they were, when
right.
they were kids.
They were called Gold Dust. They even made an album together when they were like 13 or 14.
Uh-huh.
One of my prize collections.
All right.
Our guests are the Byron Berline Band. What are you going to play next?
Well, let's do a banjo tune. What do you say? We could feature John over here. And he likes to play this one, a tune called The Train 45.